This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Harum Helmi. Mayor Bob McDavid has announced he no longer supports the idea of a new property tax to fund hiring new police officers in Colombia. The Colombia Police Officers Association hosted a public forum Tuesday night to discuss crime in the city. Many attendees questioned whether the property tax was needed, given the amount of money the Colombia Police Department spends each year in overtime pay. McDavid posted on Facebook around midnight after the meeting, saying he no longer supports the tax increase. After hearing about the change, CPOA Director Dale Roberts clarified the organization's stance.
CPOA never said we oppose the tax, but CPOA has said, you know, first, we need the officers. It's up to the city to determine how to pay for them. And second, we already have the money in our budget, our being the public safety budget.
Mayor McDavid did not respond to KBIA's request for comments today. With Congress in its August recess, many are pessimistic about getting a new farm bill passed before the current extension expires on September 30th. Still, farm country legislators aren't giving up hope. Scott Stuntz reports.
Republican Illinois Congressman Aaron Schock was asked about the farm bill at a town hall-style meeting in his district this week. He said that he thinks the most likely outcome is that the House will pass a food stamp bill to go along with the agriculture portion it passed in July. That could put the farm bill back on track. Schock said that conversations with Speaker of the House John Boehner and House Majority Leader Eric Cantor indicated that a food stamp bill will come up for a vote in the House sometime in early September. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Scott Stuntz.
Missouri House Speaker Tim Jones is rallying support for an effort to override Governor Jay Nixon's veto of an income tax cut bill. Jones, a Republican, says reducing taxes would grow the economy and allow more funding for education. Nixon, a Democrat, says the tax cut would jeopardize funding for government services and boost taxes on prescription drugs. House Republicans are meeting this week to discuss possible veto overrides. Lawmakers return to the state capitol on September 11th. Speaking in Fulton on Tuesday, Speaker Jones said he sees momentum on his side. Missouri residents hoping to purchase health insurance under the Affordable Care Act's marketplace are still waiting for details. The insurance marketplace opens on October 1st, less than 2 months from now. The federal government plans to publish details online after final certification decisions are made early next month. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that some Missouri consumer advocates worry that the lack of details will make it harder for residents to participate in the marketplace. The federal government is running the Missouri program after state voters approved a November ballot to bar state participation. Missouri is one of 19 states that have defaulted to let the federal government run their marketplace. For KBIA News, I'm Harum Helmi.